Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate April Fool's Day as well as the month of April, August Bush's birthday. We'll fulfill a request and let you know about the upcoming West Coast Uke Fest. This past week was, of course, the 1st of April, or April Fool's Day. One of the first mentions of All Fool's Day was in Poor Robin's Almanac. That's right, Poor Robin's Almanac. The Poor Robin's Almanac series was brought out by Robert Herrick well before Ben Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac, which was published from 1732 to 1757. On April 1st, 1760, Poor Robin said, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do know." So here to commemorate All Fool's Day are some rapidly rotating records having to do with being fooled, beginning with the California Ramblers.
Thank you.
Those of you who remember the 1956 radio commercial for Contadina tomato paste probably know that the tagline, "Who put 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can?" was written by Stan Freberg. But the voice that delivered that line belonged to Ace Burgaud, whose band we just heard on Fooling, from an Edison record recorded on March 25, 1925. Ace Burgaud formed his band in 1921, and even though it varied between 10 and 19 members, it was known as Ace Burgaud and his 14 Virginians. For its entire 25-year life, the band's theme song was "Carry Me Back to Old Virginny," but they had an early recorded hit in 1925 with "Yes Sir, That's My Baby." The band didn't record in the 30s, but toured extensively in the South and Midwest and was popular on radio, including the White Rose Gasoline Show. Ace Burgaud disbanded in 1945 and became publicity manager for Chippewa Lake Park in Cleveland. He died on February 3, 1960. We just heard Fooling by Ace Burgaud, but we began that All Fool's Day set with the California Ramblers and No Foolin' from April 21, 1926. That was written by Gene Buck and James Hanley and is from Florence Ziegfeld's review No Foolin', which opened at the Globe Theater on June 24, 1926, and ran for 108 performances. In the middle of that set was Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Fun to Be Fooled from July 27, 1934. The vocalist there was Harold Arlen. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I received a nice email a couple of weeks ago from listeners Larry and Nancy in Downers Grove, Illinois. I'm glad to see they got a new computer and are back online listening to the show on RadioFreeWorld.com. They requested to hear a song called Nancy, so here it is. Thank you.
lives a place back home in
Some rapidly rotating records for listeners Nancy and Larry. We started with Nancy, written by Ben Black and Neil Moret. George Olson and his music with the vocal by Louis James from November 11, 1924. Then, because Nancy and Larry are in Illinois, we heard the Arcadian Serenaders with Morty Livingston and Back Home in Illinois from October 25, 1925. Back Home in Illinois was written by Ray Getz, Sam H. Stepped, and Milton Charles. We finished up, for no particular reason other than it's a nice record, with Bob Herring and his orchestra as the All Colonial Club Orchestra and Hushabye, recorded June 11, 1926. Hushabye was written by Frank X. Galvin and Robert E. Spencer, and the vocal was by the duo known as the Radio Franks, Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright.
This is KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can do what Nancy and Larry did. Send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This being the first show in this month of April, here is a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with April, beginning with Gene Rodemich's orchestra.
Thank you. chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Some rapidly rotating records for the month of April. We began with Gene Rodemich's orchestra in October of 1921 and April Showers, written by Louis Silvers, with the words by Buddy De Silva. Al Jolson introduced the song in the 1921 Broadway musical Bombo. Then, from November 13, 1935, it was Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and April in Paris, written by Yip Harburg and Vernon Duke. We finished up with Eddie Lang and Arthur Schutt and Lang's composition, April Kisses, recorded by OK on April 1st, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, March 28th, marked the birth in 1899 in St. Louis, Missouri, of August Anheuser-Busch, Jr. His grandfather, Adolphus Busch, founded the Anheuser-Busch Brewing Company with his father-in-law, Eberhard Anheuser. By 1901, it was the largest brewery in the country, and under August Jr.'s tenure, it became the world's largest brewery. So here to commemorate the birthdays of August Busch, Jr. is a set of rapidly rotating records about beer, of course. Listen for a clue in the instrumentation in this first band to see if you can figure out who it is. Thank you. Clarence Williams and his orchestra with a fine performance by Floyd Casey on Washboard, and Beer Garden Blues from August 18, 1933. Before that, it was the Glahey Musette Orchestra and Beer Barrel Polka from May of 1938. That's a Czech song whose original title was Škoda Lásky, or Lost Love. Will Glahey and his Musette Orchestra introduced the tune in the U.S., and the English lyrics were written by Lou Brown. Did you figure out the band on the first song of that set? Well, the accordion, or stomach Steinway, as my friend Ian Whitcomb refers to it, should have been a clue. That was Lawrence Welk's Novelty Orchestra recording for Jeanette on November 16, 1928, and Spiked Beer.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
I mentioned my friend Ian Whitcomb a minute ago. Of course, you can hear his show right here on Radio Free World, but you can see him and the lovely Regina perform live in Santa Cruz, California, April 22nd to 24th. Ian might play a stomach Steinway, but he'll definitely be playing Yuki, the ukulele, as part of UkeFest West, presented by the Ukulele Club of Santa Cruz and the Ukulele Hall of Fame Museum. You can get all of the details by visiting www.ukefestwest.com. That's UkeFestWest.com. So in honor of UkeFest West, here's our own little UkeFest, beginning with Irving Aronson and his Commanders.
Thank you. by a silver stream underneath the ukulele moon. Love light in your eyes, it was paradise underneath the ukulele moon. Many a moon, many a night, many a day since then, drifted afar, still in my heart I love you. Now I wonder when we will love again underneath the ukulele moon. Thank you.
Some ukulele songs to highlight the upcoming UkeFest West in Santa Cruz, California, April 22nd to the 24th, 2004, where Ian Whitcomb and Regina will be featured performers. We just heard the Georgia Jumpers perform Ukulele Benny on April 7th, 1931. The Georgia Jumpers consisted of Benny Nawahi on ukulele, and who wrote Ukulele Benny, Robert Cloud, clarinet, alto, and tenor sax, Bruce Hinkson on violin and piccolo, and Wesley Wilson, piano and guitar. Before that, it was Fred Rich and his orchestra with Smith Ballou vocalizing on Ukulele Moon from October 29th, 1930. There was no ukulele in the band, but there was Eddie Lang on guitar. We began our little Uke Fest with Irving Aronson and his Commanders and a song with one of the longer titles around, Give Me a Ukulele and a Ukulele Baby and Leave the Rest to Me. The vocal on that December 10th, 1926 recording was by Phil Sachs and Harold Salyers. We've got time for one more. Here's the Rhythmic Eight, October 17th, 1928, and Sweet Ukulele Maid. I'm Glenn Robison. This has been Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week and every week, and I thank you for your very kind attention.
Streaming wild.